Rodney Figueroa, Superintendent of Pittsville School District.
Now, this program with cranberry science, it has some teaching qualities that you admire.
Well, there's, other than the fact of just the actual educational part of it, we're always talking about our young people gaining soft skills that they can use for their future and for employment. The communication, the organization, the being able to problem solve on the fly, those are all big parts of this, big components of this program.
And these kids get a lot out of this program just by working with the public, working with the younger students, doing these tours, and they learn about the berries.
Yeah, there's all the science behind the program is important, but also being part of a program that's the only one in the country, you know, it has its benefits. The kids see this and they know that they want to make this program better, and they make it better by becoming better. So they take personal ownership of making sure that this is a good program when people come to visit.
I understand this is like a first quarter program only?
It is, because we try to do it around the harvest, and the harvest is a very short window, about 8 or 9 weeks. And our producers are going, you know, gangbusters almost 24/7 to get it done. And if you look around even now at the kids, they got all sorts of jobs, not just doing the tours, but setting up, tearing down, being responsible for, you know, different jobs besides just presenting. So yeah, it's the full scope.
They also work with the younger grades.
They do. Our kids mix a lot at the high school and the elementary school, and like most schools, our elementary kids really look up to our high school kids. I have some biases. I think that we have some of the best kids in the state here, and rightfully so, but I think that they also interact extremely well with adults and can have adult conversations.
It's also a way to open the door for the non-farm kids to say, you know, there may be a career in agriculture there.
Well, and that's the thing. Most people don't realize, you know, how many jobs are really created through agriculture. You know, you don't just grow the food and harvest the food. You look at the processing plant and the labs, and you look at the trucks and the storage aspects of it, and then the short-term labor, long-term labor aspects. It's a good thing for kids to see that there's other things other than just somebody sees a policeman or a teacher or a firefighter or a reporter, that there's just a ton more good jobs out there.